بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, last week we covered such an extensive and long section in Surah Isra describing about the rights of parents over us and how we're supposed to treat our parents and deal with our parents. And this is all connected to the earlier part of Surah Al-Isra, alhamdulillah, from the tafsir that we've been doing, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about what sa'i, what effort we need to make in order to get to Jannah. And what I mean by this, and what I'm trying to explain for everyone, is that first and foremost, the biggest command in Islam is to worship one Allah, Allah alone. And secondly, thereafter, is to recognize the rights of parents over us. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us is, many times we have a definition, we have a tarjama, a trans, or a ta'rif, a definition of what it means to be pious in our minds. So we think like, okay, if he makes like maybe 10 rakats at nighttime, 200 rakats, something like that, right? We say, okay, this person, mashallah, maybe he's like a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in reality, Allah ta'ala says, وَسَعَالَهَا سَعْيَهَا. Allah decides and Allah knows what is the way you get to Jannah. So first and foremost, worship Allah alone. Second, the biggest command in Islam is to take care of parents. It's very big. And people unfortunately underestimate it and they undervalue it. And we should not undervalue it. Allah has spent so many, you know, beautiful words of the Quran to explain the value of our parents to us. And I spent quite some detail. وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Again, mashallah, when we are flying, this is what the ayah is telling us, right? As a bird, you, mashallah, were in the nest of the mother one time, and she was taking care of you. You just got out the egg. You needed the food into your mouth, right? You ever see a little chicks, mashallah? That's how we were at one time. We were like little chicks. And then the mother, she had to, you know, chew up the food and put it into our mouth. SubhanAllah, she went through such hardship when it was snowing and storming outside. She's holding us inside the nest and everything. And the birds had to make sure the nest was firm and strong enough to stay up there. SubhanAllah, right? And then what happens eventually, she throws him off the thing and he has to start flying. And he flies, mashallah, right? Allah that says, you fly really far. Waqfid lahuma. Just lower yourself, come down. Waqfid, right? Come down. And again, come to your parents now. And then when you come back to them after flying around the world, because mashallah, we did the Sayyid, we toured around, mashallah. Allah that says, come back to your parents and see what kind of state they're in now. Older, weaker, brittle, right? The same mother, they used to feed me with their own Mubarak hands, right? SubhanAllah, look at her. She can't even feed herself properly. So now, SubhanAllah, Allah has given me the opportunity to become the one to feed my parents, mashallah ta'ala. And you should take that as such an honor in Islam. I keep reminding everyone, don't take this as a burden, waliyadu billah. To serve our parents is one of the greatest of honors in Islam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah continued to serve his mother, to the point that he was so worried she wouldn't accept Islam. So he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, Ya Rasulullah, my mother hasn't lam tuslim. She has not accepted Islam yet. Please, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for her. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his happy attitude, he made dua, Ya Allah, please give Islam to the mother of Abu Huraira. And Abu Huraira said, I rushed home because I wanted to get there before the acceptance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua. Right, so he said, I want to get there before that. And then he comes to the house and he sees his mother is not answering the door. She said, please, oh my son, wait outside. I'm taking a ghusl because I'm taking shahada. Right, subhanAllah. You know, this is what it is, mashallah. Many people, subhanAllah, undermine and undervalue this. Don't. The greatest people who have done ni'mah to us in this dunya, the greatest people who have done ni'mah to us in this dunya are the walidain. No one can do a greater service to you in this world than your parents. And when you thank them and you appreciate them, you're actually thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what that means. And so we have to understand, it's not the way we think what it means to be a wali. It's what Allah does says, this is when you become a wali to me. Okay, which means you have to serve your parents. وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ. Lower yourself the wing of humility. Right? مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Give them that contentment, that love and compassion. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Allah have mercy on them. The same way they raised me. Tarbiyah again is to raise someone from a weaker state to make them stronger. And so similarly, Ya Allah, they're in a very weak state right now. Allah, before they leave this world, make them strong again. You know, and you've never, you can you, subhanAllah, have you seen a person, mashallah, who's under ibadah 60, 70 years, mashallah, still looks as strong in the nur on their face, Allahu Akbar, right? Allah Ta'ala gives that to that person, mashallah. From the dua of the children, mashallah, the barakah is given to the parents as well. We don't realize these things. So may Allah give us that understanding, inshallah. That's number two in Islam, okay? And then after Allah Ta'ala speaks about, He says, Rabbukum a'lam bima fi nufusikum. Allah says, Allah, your Lord knows best. Your Lord knows best. Because what happens is, they say, Shaykh, but my mom is telling me some outrageous things,
Right? My dad is telling me some outrageous things. Everyone says all the same. Trust me, this is not the first person. When the student comes to tell me this, he acts like he's the first person in the world that has issue with their parents, okay? I tell you, everyone probably has some issue that's come up with their parents. It's natural. It is natural. And sometimes what happens is you try to listen to them and they don't like when you did it. They don't like the way you did it, right? The way you did it, the method you did it was completely wrong, right? Even the point if they married you off to the girl, they still don't like the girl that they gave you. Allahu Akbar. It is what it is, right? And so then they tell you some outrageous things sometimes, right? It's wajib, right? In the hukum of Islam, it's wajib to listen to parents. But sometimes parents tell you something crazy to do, right? Oh, divorce this girl. You married me to her, right? Zawajtani hadhihi. You married me to her, and then amartani bit talaq, then you command me to divorce her? How could that be? Right? SubhanAllah, and this is when people like, oh, you know, Umar radiallahu anhu commanded Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, right? Because the hadith of Rasulullah says, right? Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma says, Ya Rasulullah, my father Umar is saying to go and divorce this woman that I married. And then the Prophet says, Atti' Umar. He said, listen to Umar, right? But every parent swallow thinks they're Umar. Every parent thinks they're Umar. And this is the problem. We're not Umar radiallahu anhu, right? And we tell parents, like, SubhanAllah, there's a limit to how much you have a control over him, right? Rabbukum, your Lord knows, a'lamu bima fi nufusukum. Allah knows your intentions. Allah, my niyat wasn't to disobey my parents. My niyat was not to disobey my parents. My niyat was, and my understanding was, my parents, if they seen what, alhamdulillah, how this wife treats me and how she takes care of me, they would really love her so much, but they don't see it all the time. Does that make sense? So the whole thing is that you have to understand that the ma'na, the goal, the maqsad of your parents is being fulfilled. The maqsad of your parents is being fulfilled. I'll give you another example to make it clear. Sometimes parents want us to spend money in a certain way. And you see the way that they're going to spend the money will be completely difficult for them or very horrible for them later on in life. So you as a son or as a daughter, you're thinking, this might be a better way to spend it so that my parents, inshallah, will benefit much greater, right? So you're thinking in your mind, this is better, but your parents are telling you something, right? So now your parents are telling you, but you in your mind, you know that, look, if I do it in this way, it'd be better for them in this, as a future, you know, as an investment for them. So Islamically, you're allowed to, inshallah. It's not a problem. Because again, the goal for your parents is what? To use the money in the best way. And you're using it, right? Ultimately, your parents are not going to be the happiest, but mashallah, in their heart, they'll feel something. No parent is ever going to be that angry at a child that they're like, oh, I hate him so much. No. They'll be very aggressive on the tongue. But the heart is always, mashallah, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keeping this in mind, Allah Ta'ala says, "In takunu salihin, if you are pious, fa'innahu kana lil awabina ghafura." Allah Ta'ala says, if your parents are telling you this isn't this and you're making these mistakes, Allah says, if you are pious and righteous and you're trying your best, Allah says, for all those people that return to me, every awab, every person that keeps coming back to me, he is ghafur rahim to them. Allah Ta'ala says, mashallah. The word awab is a beautiful word in the Quran. Awab is a beautiful word. Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah Ta'ala says, the awab is the one who yuznimu, thumma yatub, thumma yuznib, thumma yatub, thumma yuznib, thumma yatub. Someone who makes guna, then tawbah, guna, then tawbah, guna, then tawbah. Allah Ta'ala loves those people that keep coming back to him. People and I, we feel ashamed. This is the thing, right? When we commit a sin, we feel so much shame. But the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that a person will be brought in the day of judgment. Ajib, ajib. He opens up his book of deeds. And then he's worried because he knows what crimes he committed. And then he's looking for those sins, right? But Allah Ta'ala, he already erased all the major sins. Allah's already erased the major sins. And he's only left the minor sins in there, right? And then SubhanAllah, he opens the book and he sees right on the top, you know, like when water flows and like the dirt comes on the top, right? So right on the top of the book is all the evil things he did and the small little things. Oh, he looked at a girl walking by. Oh, you know, SubhanAllah, he got a little lazy, came a little late here and there, whatever, right? Something like that, right? He said one bad word here and there, whatever, right? Small little things he's thinking about. And he's like, oh my God, there's so many of them, right? SubhanAllah, he's looking, right? And he's going and going and going, and he's nervous, right? And then afterwards, Allah Ta'ala says, after he finishes that small section, Allah Ta'ala says to the Malaika, says, turn all of his bad deeds into good deeds. And then he starts flipping through the book. He says, Allah, I had major sins. Where are they? They're not in here. Because he's like, if these are turned into good deeds, then what about the rest? SubhanAllah, but Allah Ta'ala forgives them. We have to remind ourselves that we make mistakes. The awab, they may define it as someone who makes guna and then comes back to Allah. Never stop returning to Allah Ta'ala. You must always return to Allah. Allah always is your source and your foundation, and He is your refuge and your maqsad. Don't ever turn away from that maqsad, inshallah Ta'ala. And reminding myself, so awab, they also give a very beautiful tarjumah. Awab, they said someone who prays ishraq in the morning. Because the awabin prayer, it's the prayer after Maghrib Salah, 6 rakats. And the one who prays in the morning is also Awwab. But there's a beautiful understanding as well. Someone who makes awabin prayer. And so this ayah is telling us in that prayer that you make dua for your parents. Okay? Make it a regular habit in those namaz. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Does that make sense? We can do that inshallah. It'll be easy for all of us. So right number one in Islam is for our parents. Who's right number two for? وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ. Give the relatives their right. Give the relatives their right. Allah didn't say give the relatives from fadl or extra and things. Allah says give what they deserve to be given. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What this means is that everyone, subhanallah, if you look at our families, we have relatives who are poor. We have relatives who are poor. And Allah Ta'ala says for those poor relatives, for those people who are miskeen and faqir in our families, you must give them money or sadaqah, what they deserve from our money. Okay? This is something everyone looks over. We all look to help everyone else in the world except our own family members. And they'll say, Sheikh, but this person's like a bad person. He's like an evil person and things like that. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Allah said, Ati dhal qurba haqqahu, give their haqq to them. They have a right over you. Okay? They have a right over you. The right is that you provide and you give them something. They have a right over you in your money and they have a right over you in your time. Right? There's a certain amount of time we should give to them as well. I'm not saying to give all your time and I'm not saying to give all your money. But give them something reasonable, inshallah, to help them out. If everyone helped out their own poor relatives, there'd be no poor people in the world because everyone would take care of their own families. But because we don't have everyone to take care of each other, this is when it happens, right? May Allah make it easy for all of us. Okay? So having said that, the first people that you're supposed to give is the close relatives. Wal miskeen, give to the poor. Wabn as-sabil, give to the travelers. Give to the poor people, the miskeen, and give to the travelers as well. In our time, subhanAllah. So the poor people, mashallah, we have to understand, and this is how it is. The fard of our money is given through zakat. The same way you pray your fard namaz, you pray your fard salah, and then you have sunnah and nafl. You have sunnah and nafl, which will you to ayyidan, they both help the fard. On the day of judgment, if your fard is weak, Allah will look at his sunnah and Allah will look at his nafl to fix the fard. Similarly, when it comes to zakat, we give zakat, right? When we have a weak zakat, Allah will look at our sadaqah and our extra things, and then he will fix the zakat problems. So mashallah, this is a great opportunity for all of us. So whenever you see an opportunity for sadaqah, you give inshallah. The miskeen has a right. And so when you give, you have to do this. People subhanAllah don't like the conversation of giving, right? It's like the worst conversation. How can I? Sheikh, this is my money. This is mine. SubhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala says, if you want Jannah, wasa'alaha sa'yaha, you want to make the effort for Jannah, become a person who makes intention that when I get money, Ya Allah, I want to give lots and lots of sadaqah. Okay? Allah does not tell you to do a lot. I promise you. When we get through this small little section, you're going to be like, wow, Allah is very kind to us. I'm telling you. But first and foremost, have the heart of a mutafardiq. Before anything about the money and everything, get the heart of a person who loves to be generous, who loves to give. Someone who's kareem, not someone who's bakhil. Right? No one likes a bakhil person. Right? This is the thing. No one likes a stingy person. Right? This is not my money. You have to tell yourself, oh Allah, this person before me is faqir. He needs what is in my hand. Oh Allah, this person before me is faqir, he is poor, he needs what is in my hand. Allah, I am faqir, I need what you have. This is what the niyyah you need to make. Ya Allah, I'm giving because you told me to give. Ya Allah, I am faqir, you have to give to me now. Allah Ta'ala says, he loves the mutasaddiqeen, and trust me, Allah Ta'ala loves to give too. When you give to the people that need sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala says, okay, what can I give for him? Never think of it as something decreased, okay? Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi said that every time you get a paycheck, make niyyah a certain percentage from that. It doesn't need to be a lot. I'm not going to kill you here, okay? A certain percent, you say 1%, 0.5%, something, please. Something that you say, you know what, from this, Allah gave me such a bounty, I'll give some to sadaqah to the poor. That's all you have to do. Just make a niyyah like that and be consistent, okay? I give you a 1%, subhanAllah. No one will give you 1%, Allahu Akbar, right? Allahu Akbar. This is such a small thing. You make that niyyah, it's like $50, right? SubhanAllah. You know, it's crazy. When you go to spend on yourself, you never count the money. It's unbelievable how much you can spend, right? The bill will come from the restaurant, the bill will come from the mall, and we just look at it, okay, I have to give. But then the person comes and says, if you can give only $50 or $20 or $10, oh, I don't know if I have $10 or $20, SubhanAllah. We don't even realize. I'm telling you, you could lose $20 between the seats of your cars, and you never even notice if it's gone or not, SubhanAllah. And the same thing, mashallah, you have to tell yourself, you must remind yourself, I don't need this money, but this could be life-changing for this person. Life-changing for this person. That $20 in Bangladesh, mashallah, how much is that, right? So much taqwa, and subhanAllah, this man will be fed for a week, Allahu Akbar. That same $20 probably couldn't feed me so good in one day. Can feed this man for a week. Could feed a family for such a while, mashallah ta'ala. I tell you, subhanAllah, don't become stingy. Stinginess is very bad. Allah Ta'ala says, though, and this is what I'm trying to tell you. He's in your favor here. وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبَذِيرًا. Allah says, don't spend in the wrong places. First and foremost, Allah Ta'ala says, don't spend in a wrong place. Don't be extravagant. لَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبَذِيرًا is a person. Israf is when you spend too much money. So when we talk about the wedding hall, you can always get the low quality, mashallah, masjid, mashallah, $0, mashallah, ta'ala, no money, no hours, right? Just as long as you want to be here, $0, mashallah. And then the wedding hall, $20,000, right? You shot up so much money. That's what's called israf. When you the amount is too high. Tabzir is when a person spends in the wrong place. Tabzir is when a person spends in the wrong place. So mashallah, he got his halal rizq, he got a nice job, he got money that comes in. Then he goes to the movie theater and he starts watching all the movies there. It's like you didn't spend it in the right place. Tabzir has occurred. Allah says, "Wala tubazir tabzira." Don't spend in the wrong places. Innal mubazirin kanu ikhwan ash-shayatin. The mubazirin, the ones who are extravagant, are the brothers of shaitan. Subhanallah, what a big wa'id, a wa'id, a threat in the Quran. Allah says, shaitan is like this when a person does not spend where Allah tells him to spend. So I tell you, subhanAllah, first and foremost, look, you know, there are a lot of misconceptions nowadays. Like, for example, in American masha culture is what? That the woman says, his money, my money is my money, and his money is my money. You might have heard this, mashallah. It's become mashur bainan nas fi America, subhanAllah. Who knows? Ajib. They say that the woman says that my money is my money, and his money is my money. I said, no. No way. No way. Absolutely not. I said, you have right to nafaqah. Nafaqah means expenditure. I spend on you depending what Sharia says. The amount, if I were to tell you all would be so happy. All the husbands here will be so happy. But I'm not going to tell you. So, because then you're like, oh, Malala, this is all I had to do. Because why? Because you should be joyous and happy when you give, okay? Anything extra you do beyond nafaqah, which is the required amount of Sharia, is considered sadaqah on behalf of yourself in front of Allah Ta'ala. You spend on your kids, you spend on your wife, you spend on your family. It's all, you are gaining sadaqah. I'm telling you, there's so much we do extra that you could think about that we're always doing. Extra clothes, extra food, extra this, extra that. SubhanAllah, you're getting all this extra? That's all sadaqah on your reward, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? The woman says, his money is my money. No. Sister, my money is divided between my parents, my relatives. I have a lot of people to take care of. There are people in Palestine right now I'm thinking about, right? I have to pay for them too, SubhanAllah. They also have a haqq on my wealth. You're not the only one, sister. Relax. Chill out. Okay? This is a wrong misconception. May Allah forgive and protect. But keeping this in mind, if you spend all your money on your wife, innal mubazirin, Allah says, everyone has a time and place. Everything has a time and place. Spend in the right places. Then Allah says, "Wa imma tu'ridanna," if they were to come before you, right? Anhum ibtigha'a rahmatin min rabbik. The poor person comes before you. It once happened before Rasulullah. It's mentioned a number of hadith, different hadith. Rasulullah, he used to give. So, could you imagine? They said, "Kana mi'ta'an kariman." Rasulullah was someone who used to be an enormous, amazing person just to give. He loved to give, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right? He sadaqah was so much. One time a person came and they say, "Ya Rasulullah, alayhi salatu wasalam, my mother's asking for some type of sadaqah for a qamis or something." The Prophet says, "I don't have." And he says, "Ya Rasulullah, she's requesting any clothing that you have, you know, even if this is the one you're wearing." So Rasulullah, he took it off and gave it. Sallallahu, so he only had the izar on at home, subhanAllah. And then Allah revealed this ayah, saying, "O Messenger of Allah, don't burden yourself too much." One time a person came, and the Prophet used to give lots, right? One person came, 100 camels to this guy, 100 camels to this guy. And then the next person, he started to give a long poem. And the Prophet said, "Please, iqta' lisanahu anni. Please make him stop talking. Give him 100 camels too." Right, subhanAllah, right? The Prophet, he would just give because he loved to give, right? That was his nature, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? That was the way he was. And so having said that, Allah Ta'ala says, people will come to you, O Messenger of Allah. If they do come to you because you're seeking, you know, and but at that time you don't have money. You don't have a rahmah from Allah, meaning rizq. Rahmah is called rizq from Allah. Rizq is called rahmah. You have a rahmah, right? Sometimes we need more rahmah from Allah. Allah says, if you don't have enough rahmah at the moment and you're waiting for it, don't turn away the poor person rudely. But قُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا. Say nice, gentle words to that person to make it easy on them. Beloved brother and sister, may Allah Ta'ala reward you and grant you afia. I'm sorry, right now it's not available. Come to me another day, inshallah. Right? This is nice things you can say. May Allah grant you lots of rizq and barakah. Unfortunately, right now, I'm very much a little bit difficult for me right now. Don't use harsh words. Allah says, qawlan maysoor. Use words that are easy on the person, okay? People will come to us to ask. You might not be able to give at the moment. That's understandable. Then use nice words. Don't put yourself into hardship. Allah Ta'ala says, "Wala taj'al yadaka maghlulatan ila 'unuqik." This is the last ayah we'll cover. Don't make your hand stuck to your neck. Right? What does that mean? Right? When a person is so stingy, as if they have cuffs and it's tied to their hands like this, right? They're walking around like this. The wala taj'al yadaka maghlulatan ila 'unuqik. Don't tie your hands to your neck. Wala tabsutha, Allah said, and don't expand them. Kullal bast. Do not extend them completely. Subhanallah, I told you the ayah was in your favor. MashaAllah, because we like to give. But we might not like to give don't that much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give, don't be like this and don't be like this. Okay? Be reasonable. Be reasonable. MashaAllah, you're saving up for a nice Tesla. MashaAllah, you want the Mercedes, mashaAllah. MashaAllah, someone made dua. They said, Maulana, one day may Allah take you from Toyota to Lexus. I said, inshallah. Inshallah. Inshallah al-Aziz. Allah can do. Allah can do it. I'm happy with whatever Allah gives me, alhamdulillah. But mashallah, I'm not, we're all people that have needs and wants and desires, right? Allah Ta'ala says not wrong. Mubazir is not someone who spends on himself, right? This is the thing, right? Mashallah, I'm telling you, in America, you're in a very, very ajeeb position, really, wallahi. In America, alhamdulillah, such a wealthy position you're in. Things that we have, subhanAllah, even in their basic things, are luxuries for people. They're luxuries for people, subhanAllah. The heat that you turn on your car is a luxury. The heat you have at home is a luxury. The blanket you have extra, the beds we sleep in, all luxuries. SubhanAllah. Sometimes our houses are even better than the 5-star hotels. MashaAllah. And really, Allah has given us so much. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Keeping this in mind, Allah then says, I gave you this much. Can you please take this hand off of here and give to someone? That's Allah saying. Just a little bit of spending, inshaAllah ta'ala. And secondly, but don't be like this, where now you're in such a difficult position. Not every one of you is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was an amazing person. He is someone, subhanAllah, literally gave everything except for the clothing on his body, subhanAllah. Everything gave fi sabilillah. Not everyone's like that. Allah says, choose a middle path for yourself, okay? So I tell everyone, inshallah, make niyyah, and make this niyyah. I'm telling you, make niyyah ihtisaban, trusting Allah. Allah, I make niyyah to give sadaqah. And I will give sadaqah regularly, I'll give. Whether $10, $20, $50, I will give. And I'll make that a regular habit and then say, Ya Allah, but I expect, Ya Allah, that you give me something in return. Allah likes that you expect from him. No one likes that you expect him. You come to my door expecting from me, you get nothing from me. Right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is someone that if you yahtasibu, if you expect from Allah, Allah says, you see what kind of kareem I am. You want to see ghani? Allah says, check my ghani. See how ghani I can be. He'll enrich you, your family, your children, your health, your wealth, everything. From the barakah of sadaqah. It has an amazing impact on a person. So Allah says, take the middle path. And inshallah, this is what, fataq'uda malum mahsura. Don't become a person who spends so much that you end up regretting. Right, because it happens sometimes when we spend so much and like, oh, now I can't even go to Bangladesh when I wanted to go, right? SubhanAllah. It happens, right? Be in the middle path, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah make it easy for all of us. This is a couple of ayat. There are a couple more about this, about spending. But may Allah allow us that we spend our risk in the way that Allah ta'ala loves, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And Ya Rabbal Alameen, when we become people that spend ourselves, Allah ta'ala makes us become shukurdar, the people that thank Allah ta'ala. I tell you, Imam Malik rahimahullah, this last thing, inshallah. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, when he used to come for dars of hadith, SubhanAllah, he used to take a ghusl before, beautiful wudu. He used to wear a new garment, new qamis, every day for the dars of hadith that you teach every day. And every night, the qamis he wore yesterday, he would give it away in sadaqah. You know, people thinking they're rich. I'm telling you, you and I don't even know. Imam Abu Hanifa, the way he used to wear clothes, things like that. But the shukr was unbelievable. Every moment of their life, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, right? Alhamdulillah. Allah, alhamdulillah. This is what it means when a person has risk from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah grant tawfiq, inshallah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullah.
Yes.
Yeah.